Okay, I get to moderate a panel today. I'm pretty excited about this. The data point, why women are cracking the code in cybersecurity. So I'd love to ask you each to tell me who you are, what you do. So I think I already gave a cheat sheet on that. And then let's just do a little warm up. Tell us all a little something about you, what we might not know about you from your LinkedIn profile. So I'm kind of big on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. You are being broadcast to about 100 countries right now on LinkedIn Live. So I want to know something about you that we wouldn't know about you on LinkedIn. So give us a warm up.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Megha Goyal. I work as a director in cybersecurity for Deloitte. And I have close to 17 years of experience in total in the industry. And if you go to my LinkedIn profile, you will see that like I was in financial advisory, then I was in IT advisory, then I was again in financial risk advisory. So what you will not know from my profile is that when I joined Deloitte, I joined as a financial risk advisor. And cyber just happened to me suddenly. Like I was not intending for it. I was not aiming for it. It just happened. And then once I did first engagement in cyber, I realized that this is my calling and I'm going to build my career in cyber. So that is one thing which I want to highlight for overall women also, that there is a lot of lack of awareness if we go at the grassroots level, at the college level, that people don't know that there is a promising career for in cyber for women, for men also. And we face a lot of scarcity of talent in cyber per se. So that is one thing, like if we spread awareness, if we educate people at the grassroots level with respect to the challenges we face or with respect to the perks we get in this particular field, that will really help us to gain to bridge the gap which we have from the talent per se, to get the new diversity of ideas, to get a more inclusive culture. So that is one thing which I wanted to highlight.
Perfect, thank you. Just out of curiosity, how did you just land in it? What was that moment that you ended up in cyber? That's not just a field you fall into by...
Yeah, I tell you. So I was hired for financial risk advisory, and for one year I was doing those engagements. Then suddenly there was one cyber risk advisory engagement in which somehow we did not have people to deliver. And I am an engineer and had done some IT advisory earlier. So my boss told me, will you pick it up? I said, okay, if there's nobody, I'll pick it up. So I did some reading till 2 a.m. for a week. And so got the knack of the domain and all. Then I executed my first engagement. I will not say it was easy, because it was a complete shift of the domain. But it was really exciting because cyber has a evolving atmosphere. Like every day there will be something new coming up. So you have to be on your toes. You have to keep on learning new things to really excel. And that will not let you slog or let you get bored of the work life you have.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Another thing which I wanted to highlight, like I am a new mother. Like recently I became a mother, like 5-6 months back.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Boy or girl?
Sorry? Boy. It's a boy. So at that point of time, I received immense support from my work, from my team. And if we get that kind of support, like I was promoted while on maternity leave because of the work I did prior to my break and all. So that kind of encouragement, if we get throughout, like for all the women in the, not only in cyber, in other respective careers also, that will really encourage women to take up more professional jobs, to be more on the toes, and to be more on the leadership roles as well.
Fantastic, thank you.
Yeah. Good morning to all, and it's extremely good and an honor to be part of this wonderful panel and this topic as well. I am Manisha Pawar Bansiwal. I am the Deputy Chief Information Security Officer at GMR Group. I have been in the industry for more than 26 years, of which 15 years has been in the stream of information security, cybersecurity, business continuity, and privacy. So this is about my work experience, something which is not mentioned in my work, in my LinkedIn profile, and which I would like to share with the team over here and the members over here, is that I believe in meditation. I have learned this as a consequence of, you know, being in my association with GMR, and it has certainly helped me shape the way I work, the way I think, and in terms of, you know, viewing the world. And yesterday when I was just reading some of the things, one of the articles which I read was that being mindful itself helps in reducing certain cyber risks for individuals. So this is what I would like to, you know, share with the team over here about something which is not mentioned in my LinkedIn profile. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Meditation.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shubhra Vijay. I am a GRC leader at Keysight Technologies. A brief about my company. We are market leaders in developing electronic measurement equipments. What that means is the phones that you use, the testing of the phones happens on our equipments. Or the Chandrayaan that went to the moon, some of the equipments for testing technology is developed by our organization. In Keysight, my role is to take care of governance, risk and compliance and cybersecurity. I also landed in this space by chance. It was not a preferred profession. As normal Indian parents, they would want their daughters to have professions that are less riskier, more certain. I came from that family. So my parents chose that I should be doing chartered accountancy. That was my father's unfulfilled dream. He was a rank holder, but then he could not complete it. So I kind of completed that dream for him. But then checking balance sheet, P&L was never a calling. And the person who helped me into this space was a male allies. He saw this potential that there is this domain where there are not a lot of female workers, female leaders, and he introduced me to this space, and that's where my journey started. And I have been into this profile for over 18 years. I work with different teams within the organization to make sure that as an organization, we are always ready to combat any kind of threat, risk, and are always ready from our preparedness to make sure that there is zero surprise compliance as such, that we maintain a good governance for our organization. What you would not know about from my LinkedIn profile, I love to travel. I love to explore places, and I'm a big foodie as well. So that's about me.
I'm just curious. I actually want to get you all involved in this conversation. How many of you know what cybersecurity actually is? Raise your hand. Raise your hand high, because I see you hesitant. Okay, so I see a quarter of this room raising your hand. We keep using the term, and I don't want anyone in this room ever to be afraid to raise your hand or not raise your hand, because this is where it's a safe space. And it's a big word, cybersecurity. And I have to tell you, we keep using the word cybersecurity, just like we use the word AI. It means a lot of things, right? I'm not sure we all know what it means, right? Can you define it? Because women are now getting into the field, and we just saw the hoodie and not the hoodie. What the hell is cybersecurity? I want you to define it. Tell us what it is, and why is it now a field that women are getting into, and what's the difference between women in cybersecurity and men, and are you bringing a new capability to it that men don't have? Like, are you bringing an EQ in a new way or something? Like, tell it like it is. Give it to us straight.
So I'll first go with what is cybersecurity. So cybersecurity.
And hold the mic really close so we can hear.
Okay.
You. Thanks.
Am I not audible?
No, you're good, loud and clear, but you're much louder with it closer.
Okay. So I'll go with the first, what is cybersecurity? So cybersecurity is you can say something which helps you protect your systems, protect your data, protect your overall IT infrastructure against any threat or vulnerabilities or your cyber attackers against the attack which might happen. Now, for doing cyber security, there are two things which is pretty important. One is tools and technology, which is given, because to protect your infrastructure, to protect your servers and networks, you will need the tools. But most often than not, the thing which is missed is the human aspect, because these systems are used by people. These systems are used by users or normal people like us who have their passwords, who have their system logins. So if those logins are lost, if you click on some phishing email or some malicious link you click on, then you are at your risk, at the risk, irrespective of the systems you have implemented. So one of the major part of cybersecurity is user behaviors. Like, we have tools to analyze user behaviors. We have people to build strategies which take cognizance in what kind of users will be using it and what kind of general behavior they will have. So this is one aspect which comes to the second question which Shelly asked, that how women can help it better. So, like, normally women are known to have more, I would say, social awareness, or you can say more knowledge about how human behaves. They have little more human side to that. So that kind of like diversity or the freshness of ideas helps us design better strategies for securing our cyber world. That is one thing. Secondly, also, if you see, if we have women as role models, we have inclusivity as a culture, because hackers come from diverse background. It is not that any particular type of male will only hack your system. It can be a male, it can be a female, any kind of person can hack your systems. When there is a hacker of diverse background, you need protectors also from diverse background. It cannot be that one stereotype type of people, or like gender, or you can say race, or anything can protect your systems overall. So that is one thing which helps to build overall cyber strategy per se. And that is why we are having more and more women. That, like, if you see the data from past 5-6 years, there has been a steep increase of 10% overall workforce in cybersecurity. So that is also coming from the fact that women are also realizing that there is something in for them, and we have better policies with respect to, like, employment policies, parental policies, which helps women to be more active in their roles.
First of all, thank you for sharing. And I just have to say that the language that you just used already, from a feminine perspective, you used words of protection, safety, security, which from a storytelling perspective, contextualizing already has the EQ to it. Is that why these were fields you were interested in getting into?
Oh, absolutely. And the important point, one more important point is that even if you have any other degree, the field is so dynamic that whatever you may have learned yesterday may already be old today, right? So it's kind of, even if you have taken a break and you are coming back to workforce, do certain courses or degrees, and you are back in the workforce. So it's a profession for everybody, whoever wants to venture into it. And literally, you cannot know everything because of the dynamic nature of this area, the way things are evolving, the way hackers are thinking. It will be ever evolving. So we need more people to solve more problems. It's as simple as that. And women should be joining this work area.
You know, it's just interesting because we're working on something called the Algorithm for Equality. It's something I coined 10 years ago, not even thinking about AI, by the way. And now it's very relevant. When you look at the profiles of cybersecurity, of male, female profiles, have you looked at your profiles in cybersecurity of male, female profiles? And do you use different language when you're profiling yourself in cybersecurity, by the way? Just out of curiosity, when you used your descriptions?
No, not really.
Okay, I want to look at that, by the way. When I was listening to your profiling, we should look at that. Rhonda, wherever you are, I want to look at those profiles. Oh, go ahead. I know I didn't want to interrupt your
No, I just wanted to share about what, the question about what is cybersecurity. Actually, see, in the physical world where we live, we know what are the do's and don'ts. We know that we have to lock our houses. We know, certain things by which the protection happens. But in the digital world, where the adoption is so much, I think in terms of, whether it is geographies, whether it is certain sections of societies, whether it is age group, the digital adoption has been, has been massive. But when we start using these digital assets, do we know how to use them securely? So cybersecurity is all about having policies, procedures, and do's and don'ts of using these digital assets in a secure manner. So that is what I would just like to clarify. And see, when it comes to the digital asset part, first and foremost is your identity. Simple things like securing your password, keeping it safe and secure. Even these measures can go a long way in protecting our digital identity. So this is what I thought I will clarify, that there's a difference between the way physical world gets protected and the digital space. And we have to know the do's and don'ts of the digital space as well.
Okay, so can you give us some tips for how we protect our identity? I mean, it's scary right now with security and, with our identities being stolen more than ever before. Are there any tips that you can share of what we do?
First of all, when it comes to sharing of information online, we have to be very careful that the footprint that we live on the digital space, it is there forever. So we have to remember about this all the time, that if I say something today, it may not get erased. It will be there permanently. So in that capacity, in that lens, is it okay what I'm sharing in the digital space? That is first thing we have to know, constantly remind ourselves. Second is, when it comes, as I said, in terms of, it is not only about your own identity that you have to be careful about, even the identity of your family members, your others who are with whom you interact, that is important, that is essential. On the identity part, your passwords are extremely important, because that is the way computer systems understand that, okay, this person has used this particular system. So saving your, securing your password is important. Keeping it complex is another tip that I can give. And third is that along with the password, please ensure that you have a two-factor authentication enabled specifically for doing any of the financial transactions. That is, or even for the social media settings and other platforms. So that is how I would know some of the tips that I can share.
I think a couple of more things, being aware of the source of the information where you are sharing that information. So a random link that comes on your email, please don't click on it. Somebody claiming that they know your account, please don't share details to them. So very basic things, like you would not allow an unknown person into your house. Similarly, don't allow or click on things that you may think that are not, you're not sure of. If in doubt, just refrain yourself. As simple as that.
You have any other ones?
No, I think they pretty much has covered all the points. Just one thing which I wanted to share. Though password sharing is fine and keeping the data source and all is fine, we have to be also cognizant of the fact that we cannot, technology can also have a glitch. So we have to be a little mindful of our conversations with the people. Like, we are not sharing anything with the, people. So it is not only about the digital identity. Like, when you talk to people, they might, if you get to know my date of birth, you get to know my, my anniversary. So these things also come as a multi-factor authentication, and without knowing my password also, you can get to the login of my, particular login of systems. So those are the, apart from the password, other specific details also entail to your logical identity security.
Okay, so this is also really a low statistic, which is, you know, women hold only 25% of jobs in cybersecurity globally. I mean, so how do we encourage younger women to pursue this field other than seeing all of you badass women in cybersecurity? You see this here. So, you know, representation matters. And, you know, one of the things, I'm one of the co-founders of See Her. If you could see her, you could be her. And while I wrote that phrase, if you could see her, you could be her, I kind of want to rewrite it now, because it's not just about reflection. You know, I think that's a step one, but we have to use that reflection to create change. And so it starts by seeing you, yes, but that's step one. Step two is we have to use that reflection to create the change, use our reflection to do something with it, to activate the change. So what can we do to change the number? What's next?
So, yeah. So one thing which I wanted to mention first and foremost is that number, though it is like only a quarter as of now, but it is increasing in past 4-5 years, if you see, because if you see the numbers 5 years back, it was hardly 15% or 14%. So we must be doing something better than before, because it is improving.
Now, go Deloitte.
So that is one thing. Moreover, to increase, like, it is nowhere to the, like, if we see the total population 50%, so that should be the ideal number we should aim for. So things which we can do, one is, like, we have to create some awareness. We have to create cognitive work environment where there are some specific needs of women, like they have to have some, like if they are a parent, they have to take care of the child, they have to take care of the family. So on those policies from the employer side has to be a little more flexible for women, so that those things are taken care of. Moreover, we also need few role models. Like we need to have somebody to look up to. We have to like publicize those role models. Like, these are the role models who have done good in cybersecurity, and these are their achievements. And have some like open communication channels with them, like a forum you have. That is also one kind of communication channel which allows women at multiple areas to interact with each other. So that will enhance the awareness among the women, and it will help us having more women on board.
Yeah. From my perspective, what I feel is currently universities and colleges are offering courses in cybersecurity. For women to take the courses in cybersecurity, they should be, you know, projected in a way that it is helpful. It's a good profession to pursue. That is one. And then the content itself should be designed in a manner that makes people employable once they pursue those courses. So that can make some conversion to happen right at the beginning. Subsequently, what can also be done is cybersecurity as a profession could be given attention at all levels. And I mean, and the good work done by the cybersecurity professionals, whether it is by men or women, that could be projected everywhere, so that it seems that it is a viable proposition. It is a viable profession to pursue. Just the way law is a viable profession to pursue, or medicine is. That is how even cybersecurity could be looked at as a viable profession to pursue. Once this visibility is there, then no, women will be inclined to take this as a profession. The third conversion can happen by, as Megha rightly said, projecting role models. If we see more women professionals in these fields and they being successful, the women who have some resistance, who have some concerns, who have some concerns. Their concerns could get addressed if they see successful role models. So by this, I think a certain conversion, certain progress we can certainly see to improve this percentage from 25% to what we want to achieve. And of course, I think the most important part is representation. it begins with representation.
Fantastic.
I'd just like to add in addition to what Megha and Risha ma'am said, that I think there are a lot of organizations these days that are promoting women in technology. SWE is one of them. It's the Society for Women Engineers. Then we have another one called WESIS, which is Women in Cybersecurity. These are organizations that are really promoting this cause of bringing more female in this work area in and promoting leaders as well. So this could also be one of the important aspects where organizations can be associated with this, like our organization is associated with SWE. I am one of the SWE representative, and that really changes the narrative. I think I'm very proud to say that we are changing the narrative. There are females in my organization that come up to me and ask me, what do you do? How do you manage? How do you manage everything? So that does speak for itself, that we are the representation, and having that push from the organization or having that association at the right place and the right representation at the right place does bring in an impact.
Well, you see it here. This is what cybersecurity looks like. Thank you so much.